The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to a Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. And most of you know what Friday means. Yeah, we open the phones wide open. We throw caution to the wind. And, well, we can talk about just about anything on Fridays. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And right now, phone lines are wide open. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We need to talk about Afghanistan at least just a little. The tragedy continues. Poll numbers, brand new poll out today. 61% of Americans do not approve of the way President Biden handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now, most of you know, a large majority of Americans supported the withdrawal. Now, they had no problem with that. But the way it was handled, 61% of Americans disapprove of the way the president handled the withdrawal. So the president, in his last public comments on Afghanistan, called it an overwhelming success. Well, 61% of Americans aren't buying that. Overall job approval, the lowest numbers yet for Joe Biden. 43% approve of the overall job that he's doing. And those numbers are down dramatically in the last 3 weeks. His poll numbers are plummeting. As far as overall job approval, very close to where Trump was at this point in his term as president. And, well, who can predict what the poll numbers will be in another couple of weeks? One thing is for certain, President Biden and the administration and the mainstream media is desperately trying to pivot away from Afghanistan. Now, I was completely shocked that most of the mainstream media showed their displeasure with the withdrawal and how it was handled. I was shocked that the mainstream media turned on President Biden. But it didn't last long. CNN is in full defense mode now for the president. Well, it really wasn't that bad, and we needed to get out anyway. And it was, you know, it was handled about as good as it could be handled. Yeah, they're in complete defense mode. The rest of mainstream media is just pretending that Afghanistan doesn't exist anymore. Well, that's old news. We don't talk about that. So, but there is still news. Thousands of Afghan helpers, translators, allies of America are left in Afghanistan. The State Department has admitted that of those people who are at great danger because they helped America during the last 20 years, interpreters, guides, people doing all kinds of support work for the U.S. troops, the State Department is admitting most of those people are still in Afghanistan. Most. In spite of the fact the president said, oh, we're going to get them all out. Now, most are still in Afghanistan, and they are all in danger. And it's fascinating that often we have to look to foreign newspapers to get what's going on here in America or things affecting America. Here is from a very reliable British newspaper, headline from yesterday. Pregnant American is kicked in the stomach by the Taliban and forced into hiding after being abandoned by Biden. Now, again, this is a British newspaper. And just like the American mainstream media has just fallen in love with Joe Biden, the British press love Biden. Well, they're turning. Again, the headline, pregnant American is kicked in stomach by Taliban and forced into hiding after being abandoned by Biden. The story goes, a pregnant woman is still trapped in Afghanistan after she came out of hiding or returned to hiding when the Taliban blocked her at a checkpoint, kicked her in the stomach as she tried to flee with her husband. The California couple are among the hundreds of Americans left stranded in Afghanistan. And the story goes on, she was kicked in the stomach, but she was kicked in the stomach well after, as she got through the first checkpoint after hours of waiting for those people at the South Point who were supposedly to come and get her, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa said. And here's something interesting, again, being reported by this British newspaper, and I quote, no, pardon me, no American civilians were on the last five flights to leave Afghanistan. The last five flights out of Afghanistan, not one single American civilian. Oh, and by the way, speaking of polls, the folks at Zogby, not left or right, pretty nonpartisan. Folks at Zogby released their latest poll this morning, and a full 20% of the people who voted for Joe Biden wish they had their vote back. 20%. Yeah. About 21% of Democrats, 26% of Republicans. Now, again, these are people who voted for Biden. The smallest number was among independents. Only 14% of independents wish they had their vote back. But across the board, of those who voted for Joe Biden, a full 20% are now saying, I am sorry. If I had it to do over, I would not have voted for Joe Biden. 20%. In other words, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would be president. I find that very interesting. All right, we need to take the first break today. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bernie Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, if you watched the Buckeyes last night, quite a game. Yeah, it was quite a game. Minnesota put up a valiant fight. Ohio State had a lot of jitters at the beginning of the game. Our brand new quarterback did not perform real well the first half, particularly the first quarter, which, hey, my wife kept saying last night, because I was saying, oh, that's a bad throw. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that wasn't close. Oh, my goodness. Why did he throw that? And my wife, who is, well, much more compassionate than I am, kept saying, he's 19 years old. Leave the kid alone. Well, she didn't say it like that, but she continued to remind me, he's just 19 years old. He's on the national stage, nationally broadcast game, playing for one of the powerhouse football teams in the country, and that's so true. By the time the game was over, he was looking pretty good. Our receivers look great. Our defense, well, where we picked up right where we left off. We have a terrible time stopping the run in the big plays. All right, that is the end of my football analysis for the Ohio State-Minnesota game. We came out with a W, or as the kids say, with a dub. Yeah, came out with a dub. Yeah, hey, I can be hip and cool, too. So anyway, that's the end of my commentary on football. Well, just one other thing. Miami and Alabama on Saturday. Now, in the effort of full disclosure, my wife's brother was a professor at the University of Florida, of Miami, pardon me, University of Miami for over 40 years. He and his wife were the dorm parents in the dormitory where all the football players stayed. They did that for years. They had this massive apartment down on the ground floor of one of the big high-rise dormitories where the football players stayed. So, and he is, oh my goodness, Canes, everything at his house. Hurricanes. He's retired now. But so Joy and I are going to be rooting for Miami on Saturday. Love to see them beat Alabama. Not likely, but it could happen. All right, now, enough of that. Now the NFL. I really enjoy watching a football game. It's relaxing. Most of the NFL games, I don't have a dog in the hunt. I'm not a big Browns fan. I'm not a big Bengals fan. I mean, I've been in Ohio for 45 plus years, but I grew up in California rooting for the Rams and even the Raiders occasionally. I've just never really gotten into, go Browns or go Bengals, but I watch it just to relax, to be entertained. Well, it's not going to be nearly as relaxing and it's not going to be nearly as entertaining because they now have an agenda. Oh, big time. Yep. The NFL has announced that it will allow, you can insert into there, expect. It says allow, but expect players to choose from six different social justice phrases to wear on the back of their helmets for this season. Yep. Roger Goodell and the folks at the NFL are suggesting that the players choose from six different social justice phrases. Now, it's interesting. That's all they can choose from. They can choose Black Lives Matter. Okay, now, you folks are smarter than the average bear. You know the Black Lives Matter, the movement, not the sentiment. The movement wants to destroy America, is decidedly Marxist, often encourages violence. Yeah, Black Lives Matter. Or they can say end racism, or they can say stop hate. They can say inspire change, say their stories, or it takes all of us. Now, first of all, we have to realize that by a player putting a social justice phrase on the back of their helmet, they're going to change America. Somebody that's a white supremacist is going to look down on the field and see end racism on the back of somebody's helmet, and that white supremacist is immediately going to get on his knees in the stadium and go, I repent of my bigotry. Really? Yeah. What if somebody chose to put hard work pays off? Oh, no. Or homes with fathers equals less poverty. No. Nothing like that. Yep, that's going to be a part of the NFL this season. Sadly.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.